My name's Adam. His name's Jesse. We watched Geely from 2003, directed by Martin Brest, and Sphere from 1998, directed by Barry Levinson.
Nice.
What do you have to say?
Two great directors making awful films.
Yeah, interesting. Sums it up. Wow.
Yep, and we're done.
Well, no, I want to counteract that.
You want? Oh, you're going to fight for one or both of these films.
I might fight for both of them just because you made such a declaration at the beginning.
Go ahead. Try to fight for Geely and Sphere.
Geely first. Geely. It's tough to figure out for me if this movie is bad. I honestly can't tell because I went into it with such low expectations.
Okay.
And I wasn't sure if I'd seen it before. And I definitely hadn't.
Okay. Me neither.
And so this was a first time viewing of it, but because I had such low expectations, I was like, is it that bad? I'm not seeing what people hated about this movie so much. And I really don't know why was it so hated?
I'm going to say because nothing happens. It's basically a movie about nothing. You have gangsters not doing gangster stuff. You have people who are supposed to be in a romantic comedy. One of them's a lesbian. You have Al Pacino and Christopher Walken coming in for a couple minutes, doing stuff, and then leaving.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ben Affleck's character is a hitman? Or a gang? Like, what is Ben Affleck's character? Because he doesn't seem mean. He doesn't seem to be any kind of a threatening. Same as J-Lo's character. I don't know what their job is. Like, what's J-Lo's job? A babysitter?
No, I think she's supposed to be a hit woman as well.
But they're both like the nicest, most unthreatening people on earth.
See, I don't see Ben Affleck as being nice. He's kind of he's a dick. I don't know why you're saying he's nice.
Okay, no, I don't mean nice as in like he's nice to people. I mean nice as in he wouldn't hurt anyone. Like, you don't get the sense at any point that these people are criminals.
I think he slaps around the mentally challenged guy at one point, throws him against a wall, and I'm like, well, that didn't seem very nice. It's tough for me to think of him as a likable guy at this point.
Oh, he wasn't likable.
Well, you just said that he wasn't threatening. He was a nice guy. So
I mean, nice is in non-threatening, I guess.
But I just said he was threatening because I thought he was going to hurt the mentally challenged guy.
I guess, but shouldn't he be threatening to everybody because he's like a hitman?
Yeah, he did play. That is surprising that he let his character be such a wimp in the presence of that mob boss. I don't know who that guy is. He shows up all the time as a mob.
All the time. Yeah.
What's his name?
I don't know.
What? That's shocking to me that you don't know his name. I thought for sure you'd know that guy's name.
I can look
he was
it
in
up.
Sopranos.
He was, yeah.
I mean, he's been in everything where they need a mafia type guy. But he's never like a threatening mafia. He's always seems to me like a funny kind of comic relief.
Yeah,
mafia
like a
bumbling goon type of thing. And this he's supposed to be really threatening, but it was 2003. Maybe he wasn't known for any prior roles. I don't know.
Maybe.
Okay, we don't even know his name.
He Lenny Venito.
Yeah, see, the name doesn't even ring a bell.
No.
But anyways, you're supposed to take him so seriously, like he's scary, and Ben Affleck's character is always just kind of like, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm a fool. And you'd think somebody with a big ego like Ben Affleck would be like, my character wouldn't be scared of this guy.
Yeah.
I'm a badass. Maybe he was more humble in 2003. Who knows?
I don't, I think he was just, I think maybe he either didn't know how to play it or he just did a bad job. Like everything he says, I'm like, I'm not convinced of that. I don't think you believe what you just said
Okay.
as a person, not even as a character. Like
Yeah.
he just, you never got the sense that he was playing anything. He was just saying shit. And the only, I would say the only person who I thought was pretty good in this movie was Justin Bartha as the mentally challenged guy.
You believed him, eh? He was believable.
I thought he was pretty good. I liked it. I liked that he was just kind of like, ah, this is fun. I'll just kind of stay here with this guy.
See, I assume that's why people hated it so much, because it was offensive.
I don't know. I don't remember, but I think they just watched it and they were like, nothing happens. They
Yeah.
kidnap a guy and sit with them for a couple days. They just talk. Sometimes they go places. His mom was good as like some chick who was hitting on J-Lo. And I was like, this is interesting. At least they're doing something interesting in this scene. At least his mom's got like a character going on. She's trying to do stuff. She's trying to seduce J-Lo. She's embarrassing Ben Affleck. She's also being, a fairly nice person at the same time and a good mother, I guess.
Yeah.
But they just kind of went around and you're like, okay, I guess they're hitmen because they kidnapped a guy and J-Lo just kind of moves into his apartment and he doesn't have much to say.
All right. Well, I'd have a tough time believing that you didn't know his character was a goon. They started off the very beginning of the movie. He's got a guy tied up that owes him money or something, and he's got
Right.
him in a dryer, and he's about to turn the dryer on and kill the guy. I mean,
Yeah.
they set the tone right there that this is a thug who goes around collecting. He's a typical enforcer, low-level enforcer for a mafia guy. I mean, it's pretty obvious that you finished, we were like, what was he? I'm so confused. Like,
I
it's pretty
contend that
obvious.
that guy got into the dryer by himself. I think Ben Affleck said, "Hey, get into the dryer over here." And he's like, "Okay, whatever." Because I know you're not going to hurt me. Because you're a pussy.
Yeah, I don't know. I will say that you are. I did see a lot of headlines that said something very similar to what you said. Nothing happens in this movie. And I would agree with that. There's scenes that go on for way too long, like where they're just talking and it's just nothing's really happening. But I don't know. I guess you're supposed to just be turned on by J-Lo the whole time. And that's all she's there for. That's all she's there to do is just be
There's
hot.
a lot of J-Lo just telling Ben Affleck how much of a pussy he is. Also, I think she's trying to get him to admit that he's maybe trans a lot of the time. Like, well, she seems to want him to become a woman, admit to himself that maybe he's a woman. And it's weird because he doesn't seem to get it. He's just like, all right, well, whatever. Whatever I need to do to have sex with you is fine. I'll say whatever you want.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But she's like dead set on just sort of molding him into some person that I don't know, maybe he is, but it's so, I don't know. They bring up a couple ideas, but they're all just executed poorly.
Like.
Well, just the kidnapping of the kid, it should be like there should be people, first of all, looking for him.
I thought there was.
Okay, Christopher Walken looks for him for a second, and he's in the other room. He just comes in. He's like, there's a kid, and you got him a kid over here, and he's missing over here. And Ben Affleck's like, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. And then he just leaves. So nobody seems to care that there's a kid missing. Like, it's not, they're not running from anything. They're just kind of hanging out. There doesn't seem to be any stakes. Like, they don't, they never, you never feel like they're going to cut the guy's thumb off. Like, when the gangster guy calls up and he's like, you got to cut his thumb off. Like, you never feel like, oh, Ben Affleck may actually do this.
No, I mean, no, I agree. Like, but who cares? I mean, it's, did you really need it to be that kind of a
But that's
movie?
not that he, I didn't, I knew he wasn't going to cut his thumb off, but you should believe that he could do it. He's, that's his character, is a guy who extorts people. So why would he be above cutting off a person's thumb?
Because he's mentally challenged. He's never had to cut off a mentally challenged kid's thumb before. It's a new low for his character. I mean, I didn't have a problem getting past that. He
I,
puts guys in dryers and he kills them. But
he doesn't
when
kill
you
anyone in this movie.
so you needed him to kill some people, and you needed him to be
He's
so
not.
threatening that you thought he would cut off some kid's thumb.
Him and
Okay.
J-Lo both are hitmen who commit zero acts of violence in the movie. Unless I'm missing something.
Yeah, I guess it just it wasn't so upsetting to me. I had a tough time being like, yeah, I can see why people hated this movie so much. I just didn't see it. And I it's tough because it's just because of the expectations. If this movie had to come out and if people had been saying they loved it, I probably would have been like, how the fuck did they love this movie? Like it I didn't really care much for it. I'll probably never watch it again. But it was more how contrived all the scenes with Jennifer Lopez were that annoyed me. I felt stupider for having watched them. Like, there's that scene where she happens to be doing yoga in the craziest poses for about 15 minutes, and Ben Affleck stands there talking to her while she describes her pussy. And I'm like, I know what they're doing. It seems very fortunate for the movie that she happens to be doing yoga while she's explaining her pussy, and I'm like, I feel like a fucking moron for having sat through this and watched it. That's what I felt dumb about, but it didn't piss me off that nothing was really happening. That didn't really occur to me. I'm like, yeah, stuff happened. They kidnapped a kid. They took the kid somewhere, and there was threats of violence, and then she got out of it by describing pulling his eyeball out of the socket or whatever. I don't know. Shit seemed to happen to me.
I guess the only people that they seemed to want to hurt were some children playing loud music. They have a kidnapped kid with them, yet they're going to hurt some children playing loud music. Like they're not laying low at all. They're out all the time. They're
Well, that was the
threatening
point of that
kids.
scene, is that Ben Affleck can't control his temper because he's such a badass. And
Who doesn't turn
Jennifer
anyone?
Lopez is like, don't do it. You're going to attract attention. This isn't, we don't want to attract attention right now. I can't remember why they're out during that scene. There must have been a reason for it. It can't just be like, let's go get some food. There must have been a reason.
They seem to be at a restaurant getting food.
Well, they were, but yeah. I mean, they didn't have to go to a restaurant to get food, but why were they out that scene? Was he getting all upset because he wanted to go to the Baywatch?
I think they just had to not be in that apartment anymore because they realized we've been in this apartment for most of the movie. So we need to leave it at some point, or else it might as well just be a play.
But they were at the hospital at some point, and there was a reason for that. What was the reason? Oh, her girlfriend came in and slit her wrists, and then they had to go to the hospital. Wasn't that the reason they were out of the place?
Yes, that's right. But yeah, they were at the hospital at one point, but I don't think that had anything to do with why they were at a restaurant. But they did go to a hospital. Yeah, they went places, which you probably shouldn't go with a kidnapped kid.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
I mean, look, I don't hate the movie. It's not like offensive to me.
Right. Well, that's what I was wondering if you'd come in with your, real politically correct flag and you're ready to plant it and be like, this is so offensive to lesbians, to mentally what's the correct term? The ID, intellectually
Intellectually
disabled.
disabled?
Intellectually disabled
Or is
people.
that
Yeah, that's it.
developmentally disabled, I think it's called now.
Well, it used to be
Wait,
ID
developmentally
used to
delayed.
be ID used
Developmentally
to be
delayed?
acceptable. If you
Yeah, I think it's
want to
called.
throw me in PC jail for that one,
No,
Jesse, go ahead.
I was just trying to remember the exact term, and I believe it's now developmentally delayed, but go ahead.
Well, okay, what's it going to be tomorrow when
I don't
that
know.
becomes offensive when
I'm not,
you
that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to figure out what
I don't even know
I
if you're
think.
right.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but my kids say that that's one of the programs at their school is for developmentally
Yeah, until
delayed.
they figure out a way to weaponize it and they start calling them devs. And then that will become the term that you can't use anymore. Intellectually, what did you call them? Intellectual,
Developmentally delayed.
developmentally delayed. They'll be calling them devs. Hey, look at that dev. And then that will become now, oh, we can't say developmentally delayed. Doesn't work
Yeah.
anymore because all the
Yeah.
kids are calling them devs and they're laughing at them.
Yeah.
When do you think it'll be okay to say retarded again in a clinical way? Like it'll be so far removed from the offensive term.
Yeah, I don't
2050.
know. Yeah, I don't know if you could really bring it back to a clinical.
You gotta go past a couple generations where they're like, I've never heard that. I don't know.
It seems like people are just using it again in normal speech. So it seems to be okay to use it again. Like I've heard a lot of people just throwing it around, like on TV and podcasts and stuff. So
I haven't heard it in 10 years.
you're lucky, I guess. I hear it all the time.
I don't watch those kind of shows where they make fun of people with disabilities, Jesse, so
Well,
whatever
that's
you're
not what
watching.
they're. So a lot of the time they're like, this is the, I don't know, it's in a context where they're like, I guess you can say this word again, or they're definitely not calling a handy or a developmentally delayed person that. They're calling
He almost
someone
said handicap. And then you're like, no, that one got outlawed in the 90s, didn't it?
I don't know. Yeah, it's been a while.
No.
It's been a while since we've had the old throwback. Yeah.
I didn't think it was offensive to developmentally delayed people. And so I don't even know if that was a complaint. Don't even know. I
I
just kind of
don't, yeah.
assume that because of the subject matter, lesbians and like lesbians that go straight for Ben Affleck.
Yeah, that
Right?
was, but then did she go straight? Because the whole time she was basically telling him he was a woman. So does he turn out to be her idea of a partner because of his
No.
female
This
tendencies?
was 2003. That was not the case.
I think
Now you could make the argument and be like, I think he was actually a woman. Didn't look like one, but he was.
I think that's what the director was going for. I think the bluster to cover up his femininity, I think that's what Martin Brest was going for. And I don't think we would have seen it until recently.
Okay.
But
Questions for you.
okay.
Did this movie kill Justin Bartha's career?
I don't think it did because he wasn't. I think The Hangover was what, the same year, maybe?
Oh no, Hangover. That couldn't have been 2003. Hangover was like, I don't want to say 2009.
No, not the, maybe like the second or third one. All right, I'm gonna look it up. Wayne was in.
He was in National Treasure, and that was probably only a few years after, or maybe the same year, or something.
Well, you're right. The Hangover was 2009.
Thank you. Wow.
Wow.
Take that victory. When
Yeah,
was
it's a
National
big.
Treasure?
I don't know. National Treasure was
maybe the next year.
2004.
I'm nailing him.
Nice. You're killing it with.
But the
National
reason I
Treasure.
remember this guy is because I saw him in National Treasure within the last year.
Okay.
And I was like, well, who is that guy? He's very charismatic and he's handsome and he's charming and witty in the movie. And I'm like, why haven't I seen this guy as more of the same kind of a role? Like he's the comic relief, but he's also charming and handsome in National Treasure. So I'm like, why doesn't he show up in more stuff? Why didn't he have a bigger career? And then I remember looking him up after that and being like, oh, he was also in The Hangover. And then that's it. That's it. And then, so I'm like, but those movies were after this one. So I'm like,
way after.
Well,
and he
no,
was
the
barely.
Next year, not way after.
Oh, I thought even The Hangover was way after.
Mm-hmm.
The Hangover was like 5 years after that.
Yeah. Okay,
but he
good
I think
skills.
he just never took off. Like I don't think Geely heard him, because I don't think anyone talked about him. I think everyone talked about Martin Brest, who wrote and directed the movie and had to take a ton of the flack for it, and obviously Ben Affleck and J-Lo, who
Well,
got
you say obviously. Why is that obvious?
Why is what obvious?
Well, you just said it's obviously Jennifer and Ben Affleck.
Well, because they were the stars and they were like the it couple of that time. And a lot of people blamed them for being in the movie when they shouldn't have been in the movie.
Okay, this is what I don't understand. I don't know.
Okay.
I wasn't reading People magazine like you in 2003. So I don't know this stuff.
Okay.
But all I've ever heard from Kevin Smith is that he blames the whole Ben Jennifer thing on the failure of Jersey Girl. He's like, that hurt Jersey Girl. And I'm like, I've never known what he's talking about. Can you explain what he's talking about? Don't assume that I know anything. Just explain it to me like from your
they
point of
became
view.
Like a kind of a tabloid couple where there was a lot of media attention on them, and when people become sort of tabloid famous, it's hard for people to see them in the movies, I think,
Okay.
when they're it be it, almost because you get it sort of every day for free, and then you see them in the movies and you're like, well, that's not them.
Okay.
Or they can't live up to what you want them to be because they're not being themselves or something. I don't know. I think it's oversaturation a little bit. Like I don't want to see Ben Affleck anymore because I'm being force-fed Ben Affleck every day on TV.
I will say that I don't like him in this movie, as in he's so fucking cocky that I'm like, I don't like this guy.
Yeah.
Now, could that have been how people viewed him at the time? I really don't know.
I think you would have to be seen as cocky to be with the hottest actress, whether you are or not.
So people like that or they don't like that? I don't like it, but I know lots of other people that do like it.
I would think that they don't like it. Maybe it's too much.
Okay.
I don't know. I think it's just oversaturation, and like I don't know how you can blame Jersey Girl for that, because Jennifer Lopez was in 5 minutes of Jersey Girl at the first. So
you don't really know either. I just don't understand why Kevin Smith would say it as in like, well, everybody knows this. I don't need to explain it to you. You all know you all understand the statement that I'm about to make. The whole Ben and Jennifer thing happened, and then that hurt Jersey Girl. It's like, what whole thing? What whole thing? I don't know what he's talking about. Like, what did they do in public? Did they do something crazy in public? Did
No, it
they
was just
burn a bunch of children or something?
they were on TV every day. The tabloids followed them around all day,
Where the
and
fuck
you
was
had to
I?
hear about them, like, and against their wishes. Well, against probably Ben Affleck's wishes more, but they were followed around every day, and everything was reported on, and people got sick of them, and then people were like, "I don't want to see them in movies." There you go.
What are you watching that's showing you this content every day? TMZ? Is that what you're watching 24 hours a day?
I don't know if TMZ was around, but there was a lot of like Entertainment Tonight and a lot of news shows back then on TV. Like the internet probably wasn't big, so it must have been TV.
Same like with Paris Hilton, that kind of stuff, where they
Yeah.
just follow one person
Yeah.
or Britney Spears.
Yeah, just follow them around until people hate them. That's
Yeah,
essentially what it is. Like they're just living their lives. I'm sure they're some of them are courting a lot of it by going out every night and showing up to parties and premieres and things, but I don't know if Ben Affleck and J-Lo were doing that necessarily.
don't
Maybe
know
they
either.
were. I can't remember. But I know that it was a huge sort of deal, and people were like, "Ah, these two, I've seen enough." So I mean, I think that was a lot of the backlash against them for Geely, but it was just not a good movie. And people had to take it out on somebody, and it seemed like they took it out on them, and they took it out on Martin Brest because he wrote and directed it, so you can't really escape that one. And he's never directed a movie since.
Really?
Nope.
That was his last movie?
He retired from directing, apparently, even though he directed incredible movies: Beverly Hills Cop, Midnight Run. What was the other one? There's another one in there that was really good, but he'd had a pretty big run of hits, and then Geely brought it all crashing down.
See,
Very
that's
sad.
what I don't understand. Like, that is there that much hatred for it? That's crazy.
It's not I don't think him not directing a movie was hatred. I think him not directing a movie is like, oh, he directed Scent of a Woman too. For him, it was just like, we're not gonna, we don't want any more movies from the guy who directed Geely for a while. And he was like, well, I don't want to wait 10 years or whatever to direct a movie. I'm just gonna quit. Seems to be what happened, because not a lot of people are going to give you a chance when
I
Geely
don't.
just.
You're just totally guessing at this shit. You totally
I'm
don't know.
not.
There's
I
lots of
do know.
directors, writers that have had a piece of shit, and then they're working the next year, and they keep working, and they get eventually they get another one that people like again. They're like, wow, he had a run of bad shit in between those two awesome movies. Like, it's not just everybody has to hit it out of the park every single time at bat. Like,
I'm not saying hit it out of the park, but like this was like a calamity.
oh, it's what whatever.
I didn't I'm this I'm not making this up. Like, it was a punchline for years. Like, people would just like Geely was just a way to just attack things that were bad. This movie and other things. And it was just like, it was put up for a long time as just an example of a massive failure.
Okay. Let's move on.
All right. Are we gonna move on? Let's talk about actually let's talk about another thing, which is much better, where a kid gets kidnapped. Have you seen the show Task?
Yeah.
I enjoy that show. You like it?
It's good. It's only had like what, three or four episodes?
Yeah, I think it said, yeah, about that. About
And
four
yeah, it's
episodes.
good so far. Yeah.
The first episode I thought was terrible.
Okay.
I was watching it and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to watch the second episode. And then the second episode got good. And I was like, oh, okay, good. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
I also watched today, and I'm going to give a shout out to Cineplex Theaters for having movies that start at 10 o'clock in the morning
Okay.
on a Sunday. That's a good time to have a movie start.
Okay.
Just they should start as early as you can on Saturdays and Sundays and go until whatever time, 12 o'clock, I don't know, whatever time the movie theater shuts down. Because people will go to movies in the morning on a weekend.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why
So
not? I agree. You don't need, and the only reason not to would be like, we have to bring our employees in earlier, and we have to plan for it. We have to have six people there, and that costs us a bunch of money. And if we're not selling enough tickets, it doesn't make sense. You don't need to anymore. We could just have robots letting people into the theaters. Like, so, yeah.
Yeah, there seemed to be like maybe three people working. The guy who was taking tickets, which seems unnecessary. You could just put like a scanner in now.
Yeah.
The guy who was making the popcorn and maybe like another lady who was making popcorn.
And that's really, I know that's how they make all their money, the concession stands, but they could definitely just be like, those don't open until noon. You can still walk up and scoop your own popcorn into the thing, and then they go, okay, that's fine, right? People would be like, that's fine. I can get my own popcorn. But yeah, they don't do it. They actually are pretty big operations, these movie theaters, where I'm always like, why do they need to be so big? Like, you could just have automation for all this stuff. You don't need to have all your employees come in. We used to get a lot of site calls for a couple movie theaters. They must have hired another company because I haven't had them in a long time, but we used to have to go out there, and it's a pretty big operation. A lot of
It
people.
is.
So I can see, I bet you only saw three people, but I bet you there's a manager working somewhere else. There's somebody else
Yeah,
working,
could be.
doing something different. Somebody's going by hand, putting on the reels in every theater.
The reels. There's no reels, but yeah. I know what you're saying. There might be projectionists. I don't even know if there is. You probably operate that all from one room now.
You definitely could, but I don't know if they are. I don't know what it's like. I don't know. They probably still have people that go in and do everything by hand. Wouldn't surprise me at all.
It could be, but I saw anyway, thank you to them because I don't think they've been doing this for long. I think only it seemed to have just started recently in the past few months. But I saw One Battle After Another, the new Paul Thomas Anderson film.
Oh, is that the one with Leonardo DiCaprio?
With Leonardo DiCaprio.
Nice. Is it good?
It's fantastic.
Right on. Right on.
It's fantastic. You should see it. It's just a good film. It's not like a normal Paul Thomas Anderson film that I expected it to be, even though the trailers make it seem kind of like it might be. But I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I've only heard good things, and I'll definitely watch it. Got a bunch of things. I rewatched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with Leonardo DiCaprio,
Nice.
and I fucking loved it all over again. We talked about that on the podcast 200 episodes ago. That's like 4 years ago. It's fucking nuts. But we did. We talked about that, and I'm like, I haven't seen that in so long. But that's 4 years. It has been a while.
It probably has been,
Well,
yeah.
then
I
I went
probably haven't
back
seen it
and
since.
listened to our discussion on it.
Did we say anything?
And a lot of the same thoughts that I had this time, I'm like, oh, I said that 4 years ago. That was kind of fun to listen to myself talk,
Oh, good. I'm
and
glad
see
you
that
enjoyed
I
it.
had the same original thoughts all over again. But
I guess if you're there, they're your thoughts, they're still original.
there was a scene with Timothy Oliphant, and I had the same thought watching it this time through, where they cut it in the middle of him talking. They like cut to like he's got no hat on, and they just all of a sudden he's instantly got a hat on. And yet, just before that, they had like a 15-minute scene with a little girl talking to Leonardo DiCaprio, and there was no cuts. They left all that dialogue in there, and then they went to Timothy Oliphant's scene, and they seemed to trim it down from maybe what was like originally a 10-minute discussion between them down to like 60 seconds. And I'm like, knowing what I know about Timothy Oliphant, I bet you he was not happy to see that. He's like, why would you ever cut any of me talking out of a movie?
Probably.
Anyway, I had that same thought 4 years ago, apparently. I'm a consistent guy.
That's good.
Yeah, thanks.
What else have you been up to?
I watched Ed Gein, the new monster, the Ed Gein story.
Oh, who stars in that? Is that Charlie Hunnam?
Yes, it's that guy. Okay. And there's a girl in it. And I was like, where do I know that girl from? It's the girl Strawberry from Red Rocket.
Oh, Strawberry. Wow.
She's in it.
Awesome.
But it's you'll love it. You're going to love it.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it doesn't just have, it's not just about a serial killer. They mix in Hollywood because Ed Gein was the basis for the character in Psycho.
Right.
Which is like the only thing that I knew after I started watching. I'm like, I think that character was the inspiration for Psycho. And then all of a sudden they cut to Alfred Hitchcock talking to the guy that wrote the book on Ed Gein about making a movie about him. So there's a bunch of Hollywood stuff in there. And then Anthony Perkins has a big role in it.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're going to love it. Awesome. It's got everything you love. Serial killers in Hollywood.
I'm looking forward to it. Those are my two favorite things. Love it.
And what else was I going to tell you? Oh, I just finished the what are your thoughts after I watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts about the next David Fincher movie being The Adventures of what's his name? Cliff Booth.
Yeah. I think it's good. I think it's like a steal for David Fincher, I think, because the only reason Tarantino's not doing it is because he won't make a sequel, and he doesn't want it to be his last thing that he makes. So it's almost like you get the best of both worlds, in that you get Tarantino wrote it, and then you get a guy who's in the same league at least to direct it.
Mm-hmm.
So David Fincher is probably like, holy shit, I get to make a Quentin Tarantino script, which nobody else has made in what, the past 30 years other than Quentin Tarantino.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that's already awesome. You get to work with Brad Pitt again. And I think it's just all around, I think it's good. Obviously, it would be, you know, the best case scenario would be if Tarantino actually directed it. But I think it's pretty awesome that he let somebody else direct it, and he wrote it, and he got one of the best directors to direct it. So I think it's great. If it's bad, I can't see it being bad, but if it's bad, I don't think anyone's really going to suffer that much.
Okay.
But I don't know. Yeah. What do you think of it? It is kind of weird.
Yeah, that's it. I think it's weird, but I'm happy that, he's doing more with this character because of all the crazy backstory that he wrote. All this unnecessary backstory that he wrote for all these characters. And you're like, what a waste of all this material. And so it'll be cool. David Fincher's great. I'm surprised that David Fincher would want to do something like that. Cause it's like, aren't I taking a risk? Now I'm just going to be compared to Quentin Tarantino. I'm making this movie, but I'm just going to be compared. And if it sucks, everyone will be like, it sucked because of David Fincher. I don't know. It's strange that it's just weird. Like you said, that's the only word I can think of it. It seems an unnecessary gamble for him, but I'm happy about it.
Yeah.
Very weird.
I guess, but if you look back at True Romance, I mean, Natural Born Killers, maybe not so much, but True Romance and From Dusk Till Dawn, they've taken these scripts and they've made good movies out of them. So I have high hopes for this one, and I think He may even add something else to it that we haven't seen before. So I think it could only be a good thing.
Yeah, no, I'm all in. I'll definitely watch it, and yeah, so hopefully it'll be good.
Yeah, when I first heard about it, though, I was like, what? What's happening?
Yeah.
David Fincher's directing it? And then I was like, who wrote this? And then I learned that Quentin Tarantino wrote it. And I was like, oh, okay. Sounds good
Yeah.
to me.
It's crazy how much he'll go into writing backstory for his ideas and things, and it's like you got to think there's people are like, we don't care. Like, I like that movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but I'm like, he spends
Yeah.
so much time on stuff that I'm like, sure, the audience is like, why do we care? Like, get to the Manson fucking murders. Like, what do we care
Yeah.
about all these? Why do I give a shit about all this stuff? But I just love it. I go back and watch it again, and
Yeah.
I'm like, ah, this is such a great movie. And it's just his Quentin's love of Hollywood, love of movies.
Yeah, and the Manson thing is just kind of in there.
Yeah, it doesn't even really matter.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, it's just kind of a like a almost a comic relief.
Yeah. But he makes such a great character, like Cliff Booth makes him the star of it pretty much, and then you're like, oh, I want to see more about him now.
Yeah.
While I'm watching that movie, I'm like, I only care about the Manson stuff. Get to the Manson stuff. And then after a few years, I'm like, no, I don't really care about the Manson stuff. Let's see more about this Cliff Booth guy and even more about Leonardo DiCaprio's character.
Yeah.
It had me laughing out loud at so many parts this time where he's like, you fucking hippies. He's out yelling at these hippies. He's like, God damn, he just hates hippies so
Yeah.
much. Yeah. Okay. All right. Carry on.
All
Sphere.
right, Sphere. A movie about time travel, aliens, and they don't care about either of those things. Two
Well,
things
okay.
that we both love, two
Yes.
things that when they're in a movie and there's first contact with aliens and there's time travel, I'll see the movie pretty much no matter what. Yet somehow they're like, ah, stupid time travel. They're just time traveling and they're in the ocean. Oh, who gives a fuck? And then they're like, aliens, nah, stupid aliens. Who gives
Stupid
a
aliens.
who? Okay, when I say that, I don't mean like the characters. I mean like the filmmakers or whatever. They're like, ah, stupid aliens. We're not going to talk about the aliens. We're not going to talk about how the sphere got there, what the sphere is. We're going to spend most of the time having people run away because things are flooding.
Okay, so that's why people didn't like it.
No, and that's why I didn't like
Well, nobody likes it, except for me.
it. You like this movie.
I love it. I watched it,
Okay.
and I honestly didn't know people that the Rotten Tomatoes scores, both the critics and the audience alike, do not like this movie. I'm like, how do you not like a fucking movie like this? It's got those two things,
Okay.
aliens and time travel. It's
Right.
got sea monsters. It's got an underwater habitat. It's
Okay.
got superpowers. It's got
Okay.
everything that a science fiction movie could possibly have. I'm like, how does anybody not like this? It's got all these elements.
Okay, so you say it has sea
Black holes.
monsters.
It's got black holes.
It has a kind of like
Spaceships. It has
a
awesome,
video
a giant spaceship.
the giant spaceship that you see the fin of. Why is there a huge fin on a spaceship?
Oh, I don't know. All right. Well, now you got me. I hate it now.
90% of the spaceship is Finn. It's like, maybe explain that. They're like, wow, this is the biggest Finn ever. And then they're like, yep, mostly Finn. Okay.
All right. I was more interested in
Sea
the mystery.
monster? They're like, oh, there's a sea monster coming. Oh, it's coming. Oh, I can see it. The outline of it on a screen. Oh, wow. Oh, and it just hit us. Oh, should we see it now?
Yeah. Well,
Nah.
I'm okay with that because it's obviously the budget, It was 1998.
It's a huge budget. It's got like four. Okay. No, it's got three huge stars.
Yeah.
In it at the time, Sharon Stone, humongous star. Dustin Hoffman, huge star. Samuel Jackson, pretty much coming off Pulp Fiction. The biggest, the movie that changed the 90s.
Yeah.
And they can't show a sea monster?
Yeah, I don't think it was that easy to show sea monsters.
They showed 1,000 stupid jellyfish.
Yeah.
They showed a bunch of eggs that they never explained why there's just eggs falling.
Yeah, they didn't explain that. You're right.
But they couldn't show the sea monster.
Okay. So you wanted to see the sea monster. All right.
Well, if you're going to make a movie and have a sea monster attack them a bunch of times,
yeah,
maybe show it once. A couple yeah. seconds. I would have, like, a split second of just it coming toward the thing or something. But they're all like, oh, look at the sea monster on the thing. Oh, boy, here it comes. Oh, yeah, here it comes. And it hit us.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a lot of sea monster that hit us.
Huh.
Wish we could have seen it, but we didn't.
Okay.
The sphere,
yeah.
Nothing. It was a ball. They kind of showed Samuel Jackson go near it. And then maybe he went in it. They didn't show him go in it. I guess they kind of did.
Yeah.
And then.
Or they definitely did. They show them entering the sphere. And I think they did it in a clever way where, like, you're, as the audience you're watching, you're like, what's happening? He's looking, he's seeing his reflection. Now it looks like he's entering it, but then they show this body like floating or up to the top of it. And then the next cut is like he's disappeared and everyone's confused, which is what I like about it. You're kind of like, what happened there? I don't even understand what just happened. Okay. And then they have the same, a little bit of Dustin Hoffman doing it. So you're like, did Dustin Hoffman just do the same thing? Or is this nothing? I don't know what's happening with I don't mind my imagination filling in a lot of the holes.
Okay. And then so they have superpowers, as you mentioned, superpowers that Samuel Jackson acts weird for no reason, but at the same time he has those superpowers, which is fine, but why have him act weird as well?
Well, I think with Samuel Jackson, he had already decided they're all going to die. So he's like, he's totally fucking being weird because he's like, we know we're going to die because of his logic. So that's why he's just acting like he doesn't care with all this crazy stuff happening. He's like, well, I already knew we're going to die down here. So that's why he's acting so funny. And of course, when you're watching it, you're like, is he the bad guy? Is he even himself? Or is he now the alien?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with his character. Why is he acting so funny? And there's other stuff with Sharon Stone is doing the same type of thing where she's why isn't she helping?
Yeah, maybe she's had a mental breakdown.
And she could be crazy, as they allude to. And Dustin Hoffman seems to be the only one. You're like, he's the only one doing normal stuff, but it turns out he was manifesting a lot of these things. He'd already gone in the sphere, so he was definitely part of the problem.
Right.
You know, one thing in the logic that did annoy me is they figure out the end. The surprise is that they've been talking to Jerry.
Yes.
And then they figure out that they mapped the keyboard wrong because it's supposed to be a sphere. And they started with the letter J and the H at the center of the keyboard. He had them wrong. And so you're like, oh, that makes perfect sense. He had the J where the H should be. But shouldn't that have meant that the J was always showing up where the H's should be? So this is so minor, but this did annoy me because I'm like, this would have been so easy to do. The first line the entity says is, hello, my name is, I am here. My name is Jerry.
Yeah.
Well, don't start the sentence off with hello because that's an H.
Yeah. And why did they, how did they mess up the E and the A?
Jerry. Harry. Well, they could have spelled it with an A. You're right. They should have spelled Jerry with an A.
Yeah.
You're right. I didn't get past the J and the H. I knew those two were flipped.
Yeah, I.
That would have been so easy because the entity only responds in like one word responses. They could have just so easily been like, well, wherever there's an H, if we want to be logical, that was a little lazy on their part.
I guess it just seemed like they had so many ideas, but the idea that they just decided to go with was the cabin fever idea.
Have you ever read the book?
No.
Yeah.
Is it
me
good?
Neither. Of course, I haven't read the book.
Okay.
Fuck.
I don't know. You asked like you'd read
book,
it. I
book
may
is
have read the
awesome.
Book. I don't know. I read a million books when I was a teenager, so it's possible.
Okay. Look at you take credit for stuff you don't even know. You're just like, I probably did.
No,
I
I'm saying
probably
I
won
may.
an award
I'm
back
saying
then.
I may have. I don't want to lie by saying I didn't because it's possible I did. So I honestly don't know. I read a lot of books.
So,
before.
Book is probably awesome, and that's probably, I bet you a lot of people didn't like the adaptation of it. I didn't read too many reasons why people didn't like it. I just saw low, low scores. And I'm like, that's surprising. I don't know what you don't like about this movie. It's got all these cool elements in there. And I feel bad for the sphere. Don't you feel bad for the sphere? I feel bad for it, because it's stuck in a time loop. If you're using the logic of they shoot the sphere off into outer space.
Okay.
300 years later, an American spaceship finds it, collects it, goes through a black hole, brings it back to sit at the bottom of the ocean for how many? 100 years or 300 years?
Oh, it's like 300 years. They said it came in the 1700s or something, I think.
And I don't remember the exact, but it's just stuck in a time loop.
Right.
The sphere doesn't exist outside of the time loop, right?
So how is it stuck in a time loop?
So they shoot it into space,
right?
With their using their powers.
Okay.
It sits in space until the American spaceship collects it and then shoots it backwards in time.
Okay.
And then it sits at the bottom of the ocean
right.
until they find it, and then they shoot it off into space again, and then it sits in outer space until they find it, and then travel it back in time.
Oh, okay.
You want me to say it four more times to
no,
so
no,
you see the
I
time
get what
loop?
I get what you're saying, but I think where we differ is that I don't think the sphere is conscious. I think it's more of like a toy.
I don't think they give us the answer.
I thought they did by saying like, yeah, there's no aliens. The
Right.
sphere just grants wishes. It's a genie. It's a genie sort of thing.
Sure.
Or
maybe it
whatever,
is.
but I don't think I think they came to me. It seemed like they came down on the side of like, oh yeah, it's just a little tool that they made,
It could be.
or something.
There's another part where they're saying it's a conscious being because it's deciding what to reflect.
Then I guess it's another missed opportunity. Because
I don't mind.
I just see this movie as being, you have time travel. You have aliens, you have alien toys, and yet you just go with a bunch of people not trusting each other, and they have to get out of a thing before it floods or whatever.
Okay.
Like a movie that you've seen a million times before of people stuck somewhere.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get out the abyss. Almost, what's that movie with Denzel Washington on the sub? Sort of like that movie.
The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3?
No, on the sub. Crimson
Oh,
Tide.
Oh, okay. I thought
like,
that Subway.
They just come back to one of those movies of like, oh, this guy's gone crazy on a spaceship. We gotta get out of here before the crazy guy on the spaceship crashes it or
sure.
Blows it up or something. And they have all these other amazing things that they bring up, and they're just like, don't worry about those things, don't worry about time travel. Like nobody it seems impressed by the time travel. They're just like, yeah, they went up black hole and they came back and it's all good.
Yeah,
nobody's like, wow, that's amazing, maybe we should look into that. They're like, we got better things to do.
Yeah, they didn't care about it so much. I mean, I see what you're saying. I just didn't disappoint me like it disappointed you. I liked it
Yeah.
all. I liked all the elements, and I didn't I there was so many that I'm like, they're not going to be able to explain everything. Maybe they did focus on the wrong part of it. They focused on who was doing this. Is it an alien or is it
Yeah.
them, or is there actual sea monsters out there? Like, they just, I liked all that part, the mystery while I'm watching it. I found that fun.
But if you take, okay, so you take this movie, right? And contrast it with Contact, a movie that I think we can both agree is a very good movie, right?
Sure.
They, in Contact, there's a lot of talk about what things mean. What does this mean that there's aliens? Should we trust them? Are they good? Are they bad? Should we use their technology? Should we build this thing? What should we do? What if it's a weapon to be used against us? What if it's a thing that brings them here? Whatever it is. And in this movie, they're like, yeah, let's just go inside the fucking sphere. Let's try it. Let's wing it.
Well, Samuel Jackson did. He was the only one that said that.
But they all did. They all went in it.
Well,
It
Dustin
wasn't
Hoffman went in by mistake, and then Sharon Stone.
by mistake? What do you mean by mistake?
I mean, he was standing in front of it and he didn't mean to go inside of it.
I don't think you could mistakenly go into an alien artifact.
Okay. That's a
Like,
weird thing to laugh at. Don't
I
they
don't know.
clearly make it that he didn't realize he'd gone into it?
He didn't remember going into it, but he definitely consciously went. You don't just consciously walk up to an alien
How
sphere
are
and
you an
go inside
expert
it.
on alien spheres all of a sudden that you know how they work? I don't
I don't know
understand.
how they work. I know that you either decide to go in the alien sphere or not. You don't accidentally, it's not like you trip and fall in the alien sphere. It's like if you're going up to the edge of the Grand Canyon. You don't just sort of go up to the edge of the Grand Canyon and kind of lean over and see what happens. You either go up to the edge of the Grand Canyon or you don't. Like, it's a conscious choice to get that close to the sphere that you can go in it.
It's a sphere that sucks people in and gives them magical powers, and you're going to tell me that you know how it all works? I don't.
It's not sucking anybody and they're going in it.
And how do
There's
they
no
do that
suck.
exactly? How do they get into it, Jesse?
You
You're the
told
expert.
me. You told me.
How?
You said Samuel Jackson goes in and then he goes up to the top and or
But
something
it's
like
all
that.
fucking weird how when that whole scene happens, you're like, what is happening? I don't understand how he got in. Did it let him in? Did it bring him in? I don't understand what's going on. And they don't tell you the answers. So for you to be like, oh, that's nonsense, I was like, really? How do you make a stance on something that's like totally science fiction?
Okay, fine. I won't make a stance on it. I'll say it seems to me like it's not sucking people in. It seems to me like you have to get close enough to touch it to get in it.
Yeah.
So I just don't see like it. Anyway, I think they're just focusing on the wrong things.
Yeah.
They brought up all these amazing ideas and then jettisoned them for
The thing.
a cabin fever movie. Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I that then that's fine. I didn't know why people didn't like it. Now I know.
I don't know why other people don't like it. That's why I don't like it. I haven't really read any reviews or anything about it.
Well, that's good. You formulated your own opinion.
Thank you.
I'm assuming that that's what other people think.
Right. So how does, okay, so
You're going to ask me to explain logical things with a fucking magical movie. Like,
no, I'm gonna ask you to explain how, like, why is Samuel Jackson's thoughts being, and I'm asking this as like maybe I missed this in the movie. Why are Samuel Jackson's thoughts being projected onto the computer?
I don't know. I don't have a good answer for you. I don't know how any of it works. I don't know how their powers work.
But nobody else's thoughts are, right?
I don't think so. Or
did I miss that? Okay.
I don't think anybody else is talking through the computer. The only explanation I can come up with on the spot is that he's a mathematician, and he is the one that decodes the math that's coming up on the computer screen. And he makes a code up in his mind, and then fixes it himself and decodes it himself. And then they,
okay.
So I don't know, because it's because of his math background. I don't know. I have to read the book.
That makes sense. That was a genuine question. You answered it. Thank you. This also, I'll give it one good thing, even though it doesn't talk about it, is that it also has my favorite theory that UFOs are time travelers.
Okay.
My favorite, the only theory that I think explains UFO sightings.
Right.
Even though it doesn't go into it, it is at least in part a UFOs are time travelers movie.
Okay.
Us, time travelers, I mean us from the future.
Okay, sure. I mean, you think that it makes more sense that UFO sightings are us from the future coming back in time. And is there a reason that you feel this way?
I think to me it makes the most sense.
How does that make the most sense?
Well, number one, because the UFOs are, I guess, skittish of humans. They don't want to be caught. They don't want to be observed. They don't want to meet us.
Okay.
Number two, if you could see a craft or it comes up on radar or something, that seems more likely to be human than alien. Like, there's aliens are probably going to be so much different than us that they wouldn't behave in any way or look in any way like our current technology, like something that we could even conceive.
Okay. Sure.
And I think the people would be very curious about our, I don't think it would be as much of like a pleasure cruise as like a scientific expedition. I think they'll be very curious about how technology evolved in the 19th and 20th and 21st centuries.
I mean, you're entitled to your theories.
I just think that.
And there's nothing wrong with that. The way that I see that, when a human says, like, well, that's probably just us. Like, there's probably no such thing as aliens. I always think that it's just.
I'm not saying there's no such thing as aliens, though.
Okay.
I'd like to be clear on that. But do you think it's what?
Well, I view it as people being, like, really small-minded.
Right.
That you're like, well, probably we're the center of the universe. Like, probably God created us and we're the most important things in the universe. And God created all the rest of the stars just so that we had something pretty to look at night. And like, it just seems really small-minded to think, well, the most obvious explanation is that it's us in the future reaching back to us.
But I don't think that's okay. I think that's what a lot of people might think, but my theory is that there are certainly aliens, but what we're seeing now are not aliens.
Okay. That's weird.
And we are self-obsessed. So I think that it also lends itself to your theory. That people are like, instead of going to the outer reaches of space, let's travel through time and see what happened. Let's pat ourselves on the back or try to understand ourselves or whatever these UFOs are doing by going back through time and looking, I see there, this is where the first rocket launch happened, and this is the beginning of flight, and this is the time that the internet started or the time that they started to build skyscrapers or whatever they're looking at.
Yeah, cool. That's cool. I'm glad you have thoughts on the subject.
Thank you. I guess. Okay. Is there anything else you want to talk about this movie? Does it feel to you like an Abyss ripoff?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not a ripoff. I never considered it a ripoff, but it's,
okay,
yeah,
maybe
it's
not
got
a ripoff, but
similar
definitely.
Ideas, which is, I like them both. I like both The Abyss. There can be more than just one movie that takes place at the bottom of the ocean.
Right. Yeah, there can be. And there's been a bunch. There's been a few good ones.
What
that
else?
one the one I like that one with Kristen Stewart. I think you didn't like that one.
I remember. I don't remember how I felt about it, but I remember the movie you're talking about.
There was definitely another one that I can't remember. The Meg movies seem to take place in the ocean a lot.
Yeah.
Even though they're maybe not good. Deep Blue Sea, also starring Samuel Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Takes place. Anyway, there's some. But yeah, like you said, there's not many of them. But it's kind of it is sort of the unexplored area of our world. You can go down into the sea.
Yeah. 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 I don't know.
Okay. Anything else to say about this movie?
No.
I will tell you the one thing that I really liked is when Jerry wrote on the computer, "Did you like the giant squid?"
Yeah, and you like that because it was so terrible.
No, because it was funny. That you'd be like, "Did you like the giant squid that attacked you?" Even though it was Samuel L. Jackson, which is weird. He's like asking Dustin Hoffman if he liked the giant squid that attacked the ship that he's on.
Right.
But that was funny. And then I like that. I like Dustin Hoffman's character kind of, because he seems to be the only one who's like, maybe we should really take some tact dealing with the alien.
Yeah. Yeah, the one thing that made me laugh was when he's very cautious about talking to it, like, let's treat it like a child and let's not anger it and let's not upset it. And the one thing the computer responds is, "Stop calling me Jerry." And after it says that, he says, "Jerry, Jerry, Jerry, what do you mean, Jerry?" He just keeps saying it. I'm like, he's not really following his own rules here.
No, but at least he is trying to think of what it would be like to deal with an alien.
Well, it's a typical movie where they form a team and everybody has their expertise.
Yep.
But right at the beginning, he confesses, this is all fake. Like, there's no, I made this paper up. Like, everybody took me seriously, but I just picked my friends.
Yeah.
People that I knew and said they would be the ideal team to make first contact. I'm a fraud. So this is probably going to go south. Because I had nothing to base that on. I thought that was a good way to start the movie.
But he also seems to be the best one at his job.
He's a good psychologist, sure.
He seems to be the guy who's kind of figuring stuff out and keeping the alien from destroying them, or not even the alien. What am I talking about? Keeping the Samuel Jackson from destroying them, I guess. That he seems to be kind of competent, and then he picked two guys that seem to have pretty much the same strengths, Liev Schreiber and Samuel Jackson. I was like, that's kind of weird. Like, maybe I don't know the difference between like a mathematician and a physicist, but they seem to be doing pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
Most of the time they're in competition.
They were competitive with each other. Yeah, I liked how it ended too. I like that they decided the only way for this to make sense is for us to forget all of it, because logically, otherwise, if the time travel loop, if we tell everybody, then it couldn't have happened that way. So we have to complete our loop. It's the same thing with that other time travel movie we watched, which is I liked a lot because it all made sense in the end.
Time Crimes?
Probably. I can't remember, but it was a foreign film.
Yeah, time crimes, yeah.
But yeah, they had to, for it to make logical sense, they had to do it that way. And then you're like, well, what if they just decided not to do it that way? Would it have been possible? Or then we in a split reality situation? But it didn't happen like that. It happened the way that it did happen. And therefore, time travel is logical. And it works. But it is, then the next question is, how could the sphere exist? How could the sphere exist? If it only exists inside of this loop, where did it actually come from? I like
Yeah.
to think about shit like that, but you don't. You're like, I want the answers. Give me the answers.
No, I think the movie wasn't trying to get you to think about that stuff.
No.
I would like a movie more like Contact, where they brought up the things for you. Like, you like to think about this stuff, and I like to be entertained by movies, I guess.
Yeah. All right.
So
On
we
to more
differ.
important things.
Okay.
My 3-month bet ended with my calorie restriction. I immediately
Oh,
started abusing my body afterwards and gaining a bunch of weight. And I
okay.
feel like a piece of shit today.
Oh,
So
that's
I
too
got to
bad.
start a new bet
Okay.
for the next, I think I'll go to the end of the year.
Okay.
Here are my restrictions. I'm gonna
Right.
stick to 10,000. You don't have to respond to everything I say. You can just quietly just shut up.
No, I'm gonna respond.
I'm gonna have a well, I'm in Regina. I'm only gonna have 10,500 calories per week
Okay.
until the end of 2025. Alcohol is killing me, so I need to stop drinking alcohol. So I'm gonna
Good
have
idea.
all right, you can just shut up.
No.
I'm gonna have not drink alcohol except for 2 free days per month with my new restriction,
Okay.
unless I'm physically out at a bar or restaurant, then they don't count. I'm gonna have 2 free days a month, like I just said. Unless somebody comes to visit me, then all bets are off. Or unless I
Yeah,
leave Regina.
that'd be a good host.
Okay. That's it.
Is that it? That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, good stuff.
Any, you have no interest in joining me in any of this, right? You just want to double check. You don't, you can say no.
No.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I'm gonna be at the cottage next week, so it's gonna have to be another 2 weeks before we do an episode. We should pick some movies, I guess. How about 1984? You wanna watch 1984? Okay. And how about The Last Rites of Joe May?
Sure.
Okay. Do you want to watch three movies since it's going to be 2 weeks? Okay. How about we also throw in Royal Tenenbaums?
Sure.
Okay. There we go. Any final thoughts? That's it. All right. I will see you next week. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right, have fun at the cottage.
Thank you. Have fun at your home.
All right, I will. Talk to you later.